Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Payne and Pendergast is driven by West Point Lincoln of Sugar Land. On the Southwest Freeway, exit Kirkwood and take the first U-turn at West Airport under the giant American flag. It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, five reasons I hate you. Let's go. Five reasons I hate you. Titans edition. And, you know, again, the Titans are a divisional team, so we gotta stretch the creative boundaries here. Or if we're gonna,
yeah, we see them twice a year.
Twice a year, man. Now there's different ways to shoot at the same target. You know, Amy Adams Strunk is gonna catch some here, and she'll catch some next year as well.
Sorry about it.
Her dad might catch some here in a second, but
heavy is the head that wears the inherited crown.
That's right.
and bad polyester suit
and belt buckle. Yeah. So let's get to it here. Five reasons I hate you, Tennessee Titans edition. Obviously, one big reason is they beat the Texans in week 12. That's not part of the five, but if you want to,
I don't remember that.
If you want to send in reasons, we'll read them off the text page. Doesn't have to stop at five, but these are the five that we're using for purposes of this segment. One is a simple one. They hate Houston, so we hate them.
Right.
And it's started with the pettiest MF-er of them all, the patriarch of this organization, Bud Adams. And maybe one of the pettiest things he ever did, other than up and leaving, was back in 2006 in the draft, where literally he took Vince Young just to piss off the city of Houston. Nobody in the building there other than Bud Adams wanted Vince Young. Here's Matt Leinart and Floyd Reese, the GM at the time. Matt Leinart was one of the other QBs on the board at the time, telling the story of how they found out that Tennessee was taking Vince Young that year.
Jeff Fisher was an SC guy, so the ties were there.
This is Leinart.
But he had told me that it looks like, you know, the owner wants Vince Young.
This was a Bud Adams decision. Floyd Bud Reese came in and said that, you know, this is our guy. I think he saw the Rose Bowl and he was infatuated with the Rose Bowl.
It was rumored that Houston really wanted Vince. Years before, we'd had to leave. And even though he still lived there, Bud was never really happy about that whole thing. And I think in Bud's mind, if he could pull one over on Houston by getting Vince Young, then, you know, he was going to have a yuck about it.
With the third choice in the 2006 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select Vince Young, quarterback, University of Texas.
So there you go.
So you know, the part that gets even more interesting, it was, okay, obviously it didn't work out with Vince Young ultimately. He was rookie of the year, beat the Texans in that first season. But it didn't work out on the football side of things. But also, Vince Young was on Johnny Manziel's podcast this week or the week before, basically saying that he would have loved to go to Houston, but it turns out Houston, the way he understood the story was Houston didn't want Vince Young, apparently because they didn't like his agent. And Vince Young, he's funny in this interview, says like, well, I wish y'all would have told me that. I would have fired him. I would have fired my agent. You're like, you're not taking
me
if you don't like my agent. Yeah. I'll fire the guy.
Yeah.
Just let me know. And who knows? You never know. Like, maybe different circumstances, different coaches. You never know if a quarterback's going to work out or not. But it was, yeah, he was petty, man. He was a, Bud Adams was a petty dude. He didn't want you to tailgate. He didn't,
Yeah. That's right. Oh, that's a good sub-reason, Seth. Bud Adams didn't let you tailgate back in the day, Houston. I don't know if it was
money,
his decision.
Taking money out of his pocket
that's
in his
right.
mind.
Yeah, yep. All right, so that's reason number five. Reason number four, these brainwashed idiots down there in the building worship Amy Adams Strunk. And let's just, there's plenty that we can play, but let's play. Here's Jeffrey Simmons after the win against the Texans talking about, oh, it meant so much to Amy.
We felt good, man, but not just for us, for Miss Amy. You know, we know the history behind everything, and just to see her in this locker room, you know, with tears in her eyes, you know, how much this means to her. Now, that's the reason why, you know, we, especially myself, like, go out there and give them all. You know, we had a mindset last night. We talked about it. You know, let this game mean a little more and play for our owner.
Yeah, she got the game ball. And, you know, like I said, that's this was for her. You know, being able to come here, you know, she even showed me her belt buckle. You know, she had the Houston Oilers belt buckle on. And, you know, just to see that, and like I said, when she gave a speech and said how much this means to her, you know, that's the reason why you play this game. And you, when you have owners who care, who do everything for us, you know, it's easy to go to war for her.
Her butt buckle showed me her. What was he trying to say that he twice almost said showed me her butt?
I think he accidentally said buckle first. Yeah. You know, that's what it sounded like.
It felt like he ended it with a T, though.
Yeah, a little
maybe
bit.
A little Freudian slip there. Maybe that's what he was hoping for.
Just scoping out Amy Adams.
Get yourself a rich woman. Yeah.
But, yeah, man. She owns an NFL team. Yeah. I think she's married.
If you were going to target a rich woman, who would you target? If you're going to try to go be a boy toy
Dolly
for somebody.
Parton. Dolly Parton, and I wouldn't think twice.
That's true. Yeah. She's been married for like 50 years, hasn't
she? And her
she?
Husband's very like anonymous and in the background. Yeah,
yeah, he knows his deal, right? Yeah.
Dolly Parton is my favorite human being on the planet. I love Dolly
She's
Parton.
Managed to remain a sex symbol through her, what is she, in her 80s now?
She's in her late 70s or early 80s. Yeah. Amy had recorded her Christmas special. Back during Christmas, and then while I was doing stuff for the show last night, Amy was watching it, and I'm just glancing over my shoulder. I'm like, man, I mean, I know she's all made up for television and everything right now, but holy smokes, for 79 years old or whatever.
I never had an appreciation. Like, guys, I didn't really know much about her or anything. I didn't think one way or the other about her in terms of her personality. But just, these last few years, now that I've seen some long interviews with her, and just I probably went down a YouTube rabbit hole, she's just a fascinating person.
Yes.
It really is. She's so anyway, but she's...
That's my answer.
Crap. We're supposed to be bagging on Nashville here.
No, she's not a reason to hate Nashville. Like, see,
I know, man. Yeah. I shouldn't be. It just occurred to me. Oh, yeah.
Save
Dollywood. Oh, yeah. All right. No, she sucks. Right, she sucks.
No, she
does. She's always sucked. And her husband's a fool.
Okay. Yeah. Reason number three. So reason number five, Bud Adams, petty. Reason number four, Amy Adams, brainwashed. Amy Adams Strunk, brainwashed all these people. Number three, Hoctua girl. Is from Tennessee. I liked Hoctua girl when all she was just some chick in the French Quarter talking about, you know, different methodology.
How to gain popularity with your first cousins at the family reunion.
Precisely, yeah.
Yeah.
She since, to her credit, I guess, has become a much bigger star. She has capitalized on her 15 minutes in a big, big way, unfortunately.
She's got a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
She's actually, I grudgingly thought, I watched it for a little while. I'm like, you know what? She's actually pretty interesting. She seems like the cool, fun chick.
She's very likable.
Yeah.
She's very likable, except when she's part of swindling people out of millions of dollars with some phony coin.
Nah,
which
you
is
win some, you lose some.
Hate, Seth.
Is that what happened? So did she started some cryptocurrency?
The group I'm looking at the article about the lawsuit. The group behind the meme coin named after viral Hoctua girl Haley Welch has been hit with a lawsuit from investors after the shock coin dollar sign in front of the word hawk crashed within hours of its launch. Complaint filed in New York. The accuses Tua the Moon Foundation and the founder
Tua the Moon.
It's pretty good. Her podcast is Talk Tua. Like, it's a very malleable name, you know?
Yeah.
So this guy named Doc Hollywood, Alex Larson Schultz, that's his nickname, is Doc Hollywood. They're accused of illegally selling and promoting the coin, which was allegedly not a registered security. And Welch is not named in the suit, but she wrote on social media, "I take this situation extremely seriously and want to address my fans, the investors who have been affected, and the broader community. I am fully cooperating with and am committed to assisting the legal team representing the individuals impacted." Okay, somebody wrote this for her. "As well as to help uncover the truth, hold the responsible parties accountable, and resolve this matter." She is the face of a phony coin scandal.
So, and I'm sure, I'm guessing that as all part of this, she's given back any of the money she profited from.
I haven't found
it,
that anywhere in
did,
the... Yeah.
Did she sell away some of the... Until I find out that, like, oh, wait, no. Yes, I cashed out, but I'm giving all of that money to the people that got burned. Did she say that?
On December 5th, they launched the coin. Welch promoted it on her social media to her following. The coin quickly surged to a market cap of $490 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Before plummeting to $41 million within a matter of hours.
Wow. So there were, I mean, there were some.
I just don't understand.
Was there pumping and dumping going on there?
Yes, I don't know. I don't.
This is what I'll tell you about crypto, Sean.
Yeah.
It's that it doesn't make any sense. And then when you start to learn about why it works, you realize, oh, I've never understood why money works in general.
To begin
anyway.
With, yeah, that's true.
Which is a realization that you're like, that's right. It's all a myth.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So it's just, and then just set it to the side and don't think about it
all
anymore.
All right. Well, so Hawk Tua girl, your tweet apology notwithstanding, sorry, your reason number three that we hate Tennessee today. Reason number two. These are a couple football ones here at the end. The Titans handed DeAndre Hopkins to the Chiefs for a conditional fifth-round pick. From all the other teams that are actual playoff teams in the AFC, thanks a lot for that. Thanks for making the Chiefs better. This is like Buffalo when they traded the Chiefs the pick that they got Xavier Worthy with. Like, why are you teams helping the defending two-time defending Super Bowl champions here? What are we doing?
It feels like if you're about to like get in a gang fight and you're like, Oh, hey, guy! I noticed you, the guys on the other side there. A couple of them don't have brass knuckles. I'll give them mine.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you treacherous fool.
Oh, my God.
That's what they are. They're the Tennessee Titans, these idiots.
Ugh. They handed DeAndre Hopkins to them, and D-Hop still got gas in the tank, man.
One thing, I'll set aside the pettiness for a minute and say that, look, the Texans have a hand in whether or not the Titans draft potentially second overall or... How far could they realistically fall if they win this game?
Probably like 7th or 8th, if I had to guess. Without looking, if I had to guess, yeah.
I mean, we'll have a part in determining exactly where the Titans don't draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
So this is, I'm not being petty about it. I think they're going to botch it again. I think they'll pass. Like, J.C. Latham looks like a good young player and everything, the offensive tackle they drafted. But they also passed up Bo Nix and some other guys that look, that have some real potential. Because they wanted to just see what they had with Will. Freaking Levis, which any Texans fan could have told you after last year, like, oh no, he's not the guy.
He's not the guy.
No.
And yet they let him throw for 278 yards in week 12. Okay, this isn't five reasons I hate the Texans. This is five reasons I hate the Titans.
Oh yeah, no. That makes it more, that's what makes it also more inexcusable that the Texans allowed that performance.
Agreed.
He's not the guy.
Agreed. All right. Reason number one, five reasons I hate you. Two words, Cortland Finnegan.
Derek Ward in the game, the lone back shot under center, third and eight at the 41 of Tennessee. Handoff Ward, flagged down, running right, and brought down across the 35-yard line. And now Andre Johnson and Finnegan are going at it. Helmet comes off of Finnegan, and Andre Johnson's ejected. Andre Johnson lost his cool with Cortland Finnegan, and you know Cortland's just trying to get Andre Johnson upset. More fighting on the field. Big pushing, shoving action. And Andre Johnson wants more. Somebody's got to hold him back. A big pileup at the 40-yard line.
All right, we know what happened the rest of the way.
You know what's even more reason to hate Tennessee specifically still, even though that happened long in the past? This is what Nashvillians, because they're so inbred and stupid and illiterate, don't understand.
Yeah.
I saw Cortland Finnegan on an interview trying to explain that that was exactly what he was hoping to happen, and his strategy worked. Like, no, Andre waited until the end of the game, after the game was already in hand and the Texans had secured the victory, before he went in to get into that fight with you. Now, Andre did end up suspended, like, for the first half of the next game or whatever it was. But in terms of Cortland Finnegan
affecting the game... He didn't get suspended. He just got fined. He didn't get suspended.
He got fined. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but it wouldn't have mattered anyway. It didn't do anything to help the Titans win that game.
Right.
It was like, yeah... Cortland's the kind of guy that's like, he just like, he feels like if he gets somebody upset that's the greatest feat he could accomplish in life. But it didn't do actually anything to help the Titans in that game.
They lost 20-0.
Right.
They got blown out in that. And that was, they got blown out by what at that point in the season was a bad Texans team.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah, they didn't, yeah. And
so Titans fans would still, like, they believe Cortland Sutton when he says that because they don't investigate things because they're not capable of doing it. They don't have broadband internet or reading skills. It's just a big, useless state.
When we had Andre on before the, it was on Christmas we had him on, before the game on the pregame show, and you brought up the Finnegan fight. You brought up the fact that Andre had told, I think the Pivot podcast, said he gets asked about it every day.
This is how I brought it up. I said that you get asked about this every day of your life, and that's not an exaggeration. Somebody at some point during the day is going to say, hey, that according to... So I asked him, like, what would you like... What would you like? Which play would you prefer that people ask you about? And he didn't really have an answer at the ready. So then you went ahead and asked him a question about Cortland Finnegan. You did the exact same thing that I was trying to stop.
No. I think somebody brought, because Vandy was with us. I think Vandy
brought up the Washington game.
The Washington game on fourth down where he spiked the ball and D'Angelo Hall is like laying on his face in the background. Yeah. And then I asked him if they were to build a statue of you outside the stadium one day, would you be okay with it being a statue of you pummeling Cortland Finnegan? And ultimately, I think he said yes, ultimately.
He said, yeah, he basically said like that, there's no other choice, I don't think. Because right. When I asked him, like, what question would you prefer people ask, and maybe we could encourage people to ask that question instead of the Cortland Finnegan thing, I can't remember what he said exactly. It was funny. He said, like, it's lost, Seth. There's no stopping it.
Ain't gonna work.
They're gonna ask. Don't worry about it.
Yep. Biggest takeaway from the quarterfinal round of the college football playoff, which ended last night with Notre Dame beating Georgia. Biggest takeaway, and doesn't have anything to do really with the four teams that are left in the college football playoff. I think there's a big trend here that was on display over the course of the season and in these quarterfinals. We'll talk about that coming up next.